Parshas Vayikra, it says, Yakrav Oisai Lerit Sinai Lefnei Hashem, that he should offer it, the carbon, willingly before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah here is stressing that a carbon needs to be offered willingly. You don't just slaughter an animal and burn it up on the Mizbeach. Our thoughts and our feelings are what matter the most. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and that's what we need to want to bring as a carbon to Hashem, that we bring ourselves to Hashem. We bring our own thoughts, we bring our own intentions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so important in a carbon that it could actually passel it if you don't have, it could invalidate the carbon if you don't have these proper thoughts. For example, if a person brings a carbon with the intent of eating it after the time that the Torah allows for it to be eaten, or in a place where it is usher to eat it, then the carbon is invalid from the machshava itself. And carbon is a lashon kurva, a lashon of closeness, to bring close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's obviously with one's thoughts and one's emotions. And there are many mitzvahs that are related to eating karbanis. We don't have these mitzvahs bepoil today, but the mitzvah of eating that we have bizman hazeh, that we do have, and it's the only mitzvah midairaisa that we have mamish, is the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach, which is a dairaisa. It's the only mitzvah achila of dairaisa that we have bizman hazeh, now that the Beis Hamikdash is not here. B'meir B'yameinu should be built speedily in our days. And just like by a carbon, the ikar kavana of the person is the person bringing it. Same thing with eating matzahs. The koyach of that eating the matzah intensifies the spiritual powers of that mamish kemat lahavda, like a carbon. And this is a sefer bris kuhunas oilam in Perek Aleph of Maimer Mitzvahs Meshuchim Bashamen, and which says that matzah is called lechem oini because it's similar to a carbon mincha, the flower of an oni for a poor person. So matzah is like a carbon, and it's important to have a proper thoughts and kavanas while preparing matzah and eating matzah as we get close to carbon Pesach. Then it says, "Vayikra al Moshe v'idab Hashem eilav me'oyal mayid," that Hashem called to Moshe and spoke to him. And Sefer Shemais ends off with the completion of the Mishkan and Hashem dwelling in the Mishkan. And Sefer Vayikra opens up that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating with Moshe Rabbeinu from between the two kruvim of the Aron, and his voice filled up the oyal mayid. And he didn't talk to him right away. Vayikra al Moshe. He called to Moshe. And only then did Hashem start speaking to him. Vayidab Hashem eilav. And it's well brought down. It has it with an aleph, not vayikar, because he called his, and it says that it means a lashon chiba, which means he called his name twice. He said, Moshe, Moshe, but lashon chiba, with an expression of love. And only after that did HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to him. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to go into the oil mayed. He was afraid. He felt unworthy of entering the Mishkan Hashem. So Hashem called out to him and said, "Come in, Moshe. Come in, Moshe. Moshe, Moshe." His anivus made him feel unworthy, but Hashem brought him in. Moshe Rabbeinu was too humble to even write Vayikra fully. It was easier for him if it would have just been said Vayikar. Vayikar, but Hashem told him to write the Aleph, so he had to write the Aleph, but Moshe Rabbeinu put it in as a small Aleph. That's what the Baal HaTurim says on the Pasuk. Now, Moshe's anava, his sense of unworthiness, was exactly why he found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the reason, his anava, his humility, is the reason why Hashem called him out with a chiba of Moshe, Moshe, and invited him into the Mishkan to receive the Dvar Hashem. Yalkut Ruveni brings down that because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Aleph smaller than it should have been written, he had some extra ink when he was finishing writing the Torah. So Hashem took that extra ink and put it on his face, and that caused Moshe's face to shine. It's a Peledika Yalkut Ruveni. In other words, there was extra ink left where the fact that he wrote the small Aleph versus the big Aleph, Hashem took that extra ink that was there after the Sefer Torah was written and put it on Moshe Rabbeinu's face to shine. The ink that Moshe was writing is Eish, is fiery. It's a Eish min HaShamayim. It's letters of black fire on top of parchment, which is white fire. Eish Levana Al eish shechayra al gabe eish lavana. Black fire over white flour fire. Very important, by the way. We it's a Kabbalistic thought, but the idea behind it is not only the letters are Kodesh Kadoshim, the white fire, the parchment, the empty spaces is Kulei Kodesh Kadoshim, to the extent that with this halachas, for example, of Mukif Gevil, in order for a Sefer Torah to be kosher and tefillin and mezuzahs, it needs to be Mukif Gevil, means that the letter, the black letter, whatever letter you're writing, has to be totally surrounded by parchment, because that's the Eish Levana. So the idea is, though, it's measured exactly, and Hashem made exactly that amount of, so to speak, ink, which is the Eish of the fire of Levana, and it was designated for the Aleph of Vayikra. And Moshe, because he was an Anav and only wrote it small, there was extra ink there that Hashem put on Moshe's face, which began to shine. And Moshe was the one who led us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a shliach, to give over the Torah from Har Sinai and taught it through the 40 years in the Midbar. But Moshe is not just an individual. Moshe Rabbeinu is what they call a klola de Yehudai, a collective soul. He is connected to every single Jew, and every Jew is connected to him. The Zohar says, Ispashtusa de Moshe b'chol dora v'dora, which means, first it talks about in two levels, is Moshe Rabbeinu in every dor. Number one, in the Gedolei Yisrael. In other words, every leader in Klal Yisrael through the Dairis has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then in other parts of Zohar, it brings down that there's a certain element of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is indeed within each and every one of us, every single one. So sometimes it's very important, as much as Gaiva is not healthy and Anava is healthy, but we have to make sure we have a healthy humility, because often we stand outside. We're scared to come inside. We're scared, we're unworthy of drawing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out lovingly to each one of us and says, come in, come in. Whatever your name is, Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe, Avram, Avram, whatever your name is, he's calling you twice. Come in, come closer to me. We don't feel worthy. We're distant. The Aleph of Vayikra is small. And it doesn't say the Shem Hashem there. It just says Vayikra El Moshe. Just like the Megillah does not say the Shem Hashem in the whole Megillah. In other words, we sometimes don't feel his presence. And therefore, you look at the Vayikra El Moshe, it doesn't have the Shem Hashem, and the Aleph is small, right? So we think Vayikra, things just happen. But what happens is, as we go through these months of Adar and Nisan, through these parshas, we start seeing Nisim and Neflois. We start seeing the Nisim of Purim and then the Nisim of Pesach. And then we start, it touches our hearts, and we see that small Aleph in Vayikra. Even though it's far, we ended up seeing it, and we start realizing that we were never rejected. Hashem always called out lovingly to us. Vayidabe Hashem Elov. Hashem is speaking to us all along. We felt that it was just a Vayikar, but really it was a Vayikra. Really, Hashem was calling out to each and every one of us. So we need to understand, especially in Adar, especially in Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to us, to every single Jew, to every single Yid. And b'chol dar v'dar chayev adam liris kilu hu atzma yatzim in Mitzrayim. He took you personally out of Mitzrayim. You here that's standing here today, even though you're thousands of years away, your neshama came out of Mitzrayim, and you get out of your, and Hashem gives you the ability to get out of your inner Mitzrayim, whatever your Mitzrayim is, your constraints, your limitations. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should all be zaycha to chag kosher v'sameach, to eat the achila of matzah l'shem shemayim. Truth be told, although it says by matzah specifically, and because that's the only mitzvah d'oraisa of achila we have as manazer, like we just mentioned, the emes is that every achila, and we could start with, let's say, practicing this Sudas Shabbos, also is like a carbon. That's why we have salt on the table, to remind us of karbanos. It's mechaper, like the Shulchan is mechaper, like the Mizbeach. So we have a lot of parallels to karbanos, even bizman hazeh, in every achila that we do, l'shem shemayim, with the brachas we say before, with the brachas we say after, and the way we eat and how we eat. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help, we should all be zeicha to see that Aleph of Vayikra. We should feel not the false humility, but to really realize with that humbleness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us and desires us and wants us to be close to Him. Yakrev Oisei L'Ritzaynai, and our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions should be aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. with bracha and atzlacha to all. Have a wonderful Shabbos.